Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is your host, Monk. And there's more about writings and publishings and other activities at the website, allbook-books.com. Those of you who are local, coming up December 15th, that's a Wednesday, at 10 a.m., at Sachem Library in Holbrook, I'll be giving a presentation about the creative writing process. It's called Finding Your Voice, Letting the Muses Sing in You. And if you want to listen, basically the same presentation I have posted at the website. It's a 46-minute talk, Finding Your Voice, Letting the Muses Sing in You. So, since you can listen to that if you want, I'll keep it brief. The basic idea is an attempt to address the mysterious writing process of virtually every writer I've ever met who has looked at something he or she or them, as the new pronoun thing is, has ever written, has said, "Did I write that?" As if, looking back, one can barely remember the exact consciousness of the writing process while it's happening, which is often attributed to simple sense that there is some kind of spirit-guided, or what the Greeks called the muse or the muses, some kind of influence that is affecting one. As well, there can be a rather earthly inspiration if one is guided by the rhythms and the voices of the natural world, as many of the quote myths speak to, of fairies and water sprites and trees that talk and such like. It's true. It's not just a mythology. So I think the mythologies are a way to kind of spoon feed us a deeper sense of the what can guide the creative process. It varies from person to person, so there's no right way to do it. There's no rules about it. I think that understanding your own process is the key to encouraging consistency to it. One of my tricks is little words or phrases that become a hook, and then keeping a file of those. Sometimes they happen spontaneously, sometimes they sit for a while. Like recently, I had read the phrase in an article online, "Erase racism." So for the sheer poeticness of that, I put that in a file for a possible poem, and in that case, it did. It turned into a poem called Think Outside the Box 26, about the COP26 gathering, which was pretty much a greenwashing corporate event. But anyway, that's a sidetrack. But that's part of my creative process, is sidetracking and riffing and going where the words go and going with the flow. So one of the most fun things for me about the actual writing process is, while writing, that stuff that comes to mind and associations that happen. So one of my encouragements for people is to get out of your own way, get your head out of the writing, and let the feelings, let the heart, let the emotions, let the words, whatever it is, let that kind of string you along and go with that flow. So part of the gist of my presentation is that to ask, how does your writing and your voice change when you allow other energies in? So whatever those energies are, whether it's inspiration from another writer, the natural world, a quote, whatever it is, but somehow it's more than your little voice. And ultimately, I pretty much defer to the at the beginning of Homer's The Odyssey, version translated by Robert Fitzgerald begins, "Sing in me, muse, and through me tell the story." So that, I think, is important. Each of us has an individual story to tell, but I think also it's important to blend that, or some people may choose to not focus on their own personal story, but to tell the story, or tell a story that is begging to be told. As many writers in the activist terms consider themselves a voice for the voiceless, and in natural world activist terms, the trees and the birds are busy being trees and birds, so they don't show up to government meetings, they don't post on Facebook. They're doing their thing, and they're the role models. But in certain times, when they are being abused, it is up to us as human beings to post on Facebook and show up to government meetings and sing songs and write poems to help the consciousness that protects them. So that's another aspect of the muse, is to get at it, to literally get yourself out of the way and speak up for someone who needs it more than you. So muse can be a therapy, a healing, a simple joy of song, a simple voice, as a bird singing when the sun shines in the early day. So one of the keys, I think, is finding out where your sunshine is. And that sunshine can come in the form of rain, the sound of rain, and the sound and the feel of wind. And however it arrives, be ready for it. And go with it. So thanks for listening, and have a good one. Be well.